Hey everyone, welcome back to another podcast episode. I'm really pleased to welcome Christelle Griffin, who is one of the owners and managers of Harold's Italian Ice. Welcome to the show, Christelle.
Hi everyone. I co-manage Harold's Italian Ice, which is owned by my mother, Christine Myers. Mm-hmm. We like to say we're like a two-person operation. She's on the front end, I'm on the back end. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. You guys seem to have a really nice branding online. I see you have several flavors. How many flavors do you guys offer for your ices?
So we primarily have five flavors. So there's Luscious Lemon, Merry Mango, Brother Blue Raspberry, Cherry Blast, and then there's Grandpa Grape, which is...
Grandpa Grape.
Yeah, that's kind of what all the branding is around. So the company is named after my late grandfather, Harold, and he and my mother were really close. And so his favorite Italian ice flavor was grape, and so that's hence why all the purple.
So was ices his thing, or was he like a cook in general?
No, so we're from the East Coast originally. My mom's from New York. I was born in Philadelphia. In Philadelphia, it's called water ice. In New York, they call it Italian ice. Typically out there, there's a pizza shop. Mm-hmm. And then in conjunction with the pizza shop, there's also Italian ice. And so, no, it's just part of your culture. It's part of growing up. And so my grandfather and my mom, there was a shop right across the street, and they really loved it. And so it was just a big part of her childhood, and she wanted to bring it here to Michigan.
I love that. So I'm curious. I know you were here in Pontiac a while ago, and then you left, and then you came back. So what brought you back to Pontiac?
Right, yeah. So we moved when I was three. I grew up here. I graduated high school, and then I went off to college and moved around a little bit and kind of did journalism for a while. And then my mom said, she called me in 2015 and was like, I want to open up an Italian ice business. And I was like, okay. And then we were ready to finally do our grand opening in May of last year. And so I was initially coming for just a few months to kind of help her get started. And then that kind of turned into me relocating. And yeah, but she's definitely the motivation to come back.
So location is a big thing in business, right? So I know you you describe your business as a mobile dessert company. So you'll go to different locations. It's not necessarily a single location. So can you tell us about that? Like, where can people find you? Are you at different events?
Yes, so we primarily do farmers markets weekly. On Wednesday, we are located at 313 East Walton Boulevard, which is across from the Dollar Tree and the $3 car wash. In front of our church and commissary kitchen, New Mount Moriah. And then we also do farmers markets. So Thursday through Sunday, you can find us at Oakland County, Troy, Rochester, and Birmingham. And if you visit any of our social media pages, our website, you can find us every day. We also do private events and catering. Yesterday we did an open house. We do weddings. We pretty much do everything.
I mean, who doesn't want ices, especially at summertime?
Definitely.
Have you found, now that you're back in the business and you're trying to grow it, was it hard to get space at these farmer markets, or have you found anything in particular that's really helped you to get out more?
Well, I think my experience actually leaving Pontiac and visiting different places, I initially thought to do farmers markets because I lived on the Eastern Shore of Maryland. And out there, the farmers markets are a little less traditional, so not as organized. You may be driving down the road and there's a farmers market set up in front of someone's home. And so I really like the culture of farmers markets because it's you know, it's fruits and vegetables, and it promotes Michigan farmers and agriculture, and also just really small businesses there. So you don't go to a farmer's market and see a franchise. You typically go and see your local small business owner. And so I thought that was a great
setting. So it's a good vibe for your family business, right?
Definitely, yeah.
Have you had any interesting customer experiences? Like, are people into ices and they come to you, or they just want something refreshing, essentially?
Our first year, it was really about just introducing people to the product. They initially think it's a snow cone or a slushy because it's kind of foreign to Michigan.
Right.
But once they try it, I know they love it. And then, yes, sometimes just really hot and people want something refreshing, so they come and try it anyway. So, yeah, kind of a mix of things.
So I imagine do you operate all year round, or is it seasonal?
Yes, we operate year round. Our peak season is May through September, October, because it's the hotter, warmer months. restaurants. Right. But yeah, you can order courts from us throughout the winter time, and then we also do private events and catering during the winter as well.
Right, that's really cool. Do you do customization for those private events if they wanted?
Yeah, so yesterday there was a tropical theme for the open house, and so we had flavors like Blue Lagoon, which is our blue raspberry mixed with pineapple, or we could do like strawberry mango, or you know, just different things depending on what the theme is.
And how are people finding you? Is it because of the farmer markets? When they go there, they discover your business, and then they know to reach out to you if they want private ices customization for their event?
I think a little bit of both. So I think the farmers markets is definitely a good in-person way to make connections. And then I think also just kind of word of mouth is really important. So if somebody tries it and then they tell somebody else, and then people kind of reach out in that way as well, or stop by and say, hey, I've seen you guys, or a friend told me about you.
Right. I know Max in episode one, he talked about how Pontiac is really active on Facebook specifically. Have you found that to be the same case by your business when you connect with people?
Definitely. If you want to get the word out about something that's happening in Pontiac, you definitely put it on Facebook. And I think it's really good to share things in groups. So there's a lot of groups, you know, Pontiac Universal Crimes, Pontiac Community News, Pontiac Sale by Trade. So even if you're, sometimes I promote things we're doing with our business in that group. But yeah, it's, Pontiac is very community oriented, and I think Facebook is an online community in a way, so I think that's a good way to spread the word about what's happening here.
Having gone away from Pontiac, coming back, any significant differences?
Definitely. I mean, the city definitely looks different from when I was younger. I went to school on the north side of town. I went to elementary school LeBaron, and I graduated from Pontiac Northern, and at the time there was a Northern and a Central, and right now it's just Pontiac High. So there's those obvious changes of, like, you know, school, you know, the school system's a little different. But then I think for me, coming back, the downtown looks so different. I mean, it was like there's new businesses, and there's really a lot of small businesses and popping up in the city, and I think that's great. And that varies from, you know, people under 30 to people like my mother who owned her business at 57. And so I think that's really awesome for Pontiac, and I think it's really going to drive the city economically and also redeveloping community and the culture here.
Yeah, there is a lot of businesses opening up, and I think that creates like a new sense of a new type of environment where, like, oh, maybe I can open up a business too.
Definitely. Right?
And you can go to the farmer's market to get the traction started, you know, word of mouth. Is there anything you hope to see going forward in Pontiac? Like, you see it's going in the right direction, it sounds like, right?
Definitely. I think the misconception, honestly, I think as we grow, or just I think people often compare us to Detroit, which is a much larger city, but it's obviously been turned around with the help of Dan Gilbert. But I really just, you know, I really hope we continue to grow as a community. I really hope the small business community continues to grow, because for a small city like Pontiac, that is what actually, I think, drives a city, not only economically, but just really just like shaping the culture, right? So even as we build up downtown, I really just want to make sure that it's made up of, you know, small businesses and not necessarily large corporations or these franchises that may or may not try to come to the city. So
I definitely think it's a good indicator of a strong community when you have good small businesses that are growing or are active and are in business, because very much they correlate to small community. And this is a small community. So if we have a vibrant small business atmosphere, then I think that's a good indicator that the community is growing as well.
Definitely.
Because they're able to support it.
And the one thing about Pontiac, they are big on supporting one another. And that's one thing I will say, we have been really grateful for our support within our city. People spread the word, or they stop by and see us, or they've been really supportive since day one. And so, you know, we really want to thank the city for, you know, embracing us as a new business.
Yes. And so now that you've been back, I'm curious. I'm going to start asking people on the show these questions. So like just four or five questions. So where's your favorite place to get coffee in Pontiac?
Right now, I would definitely say the Alley Cat. Which was like a little known secret to me when I first got back. And then I went to go for a meeting one day, and I was like, oh, this place is really cool.
It is really cool.
Yeah. Definitely.
It's like an old Western, like bar of sorts.
Everyone
kind of knows each other
definitely.
When you're there.
Every time I go in there, I see someone I know. So it's a really cool spot.
And tell us one thing that most people in Pontiac don't know about Pontiac.
I don't know.
There's always something. I find this interesting.
I don't know. I would say we have some of the coolest, like, sidewalk. I don't know. I would call them like sidewalk. So, for example, Jerry's over on the east side, right? One day I met this guy and he's like, where's good barbecue? And I'm like, oh, it's this guy, Jerry's. He's right on Auburn. But like, if you're not from Pontiac, right? You don't know anything. You don't know Jerry's. Yeah. But I would just say like we have these like really cool like local spots that I guess you got to kind of be here to know about it and be in the city.
So when I say Pontiac, what comes to your mind first?
Community.
Community. And when you were younger, would you say that would have been the same answer?
Definitely.
Okay. And what will Pontiac look like, you think, in 2030?
I think it'll definitely be thriving. I definitely think it will maintain, I'm hoping it will be thriving economically, but also kind of with a rejuvenated education system and just really kind of, I don't want to compare it to any other city, just kind of really reflective of what my childhood was like, really diverse, kind of like really, you know, something to do, you know, for the youth, you know, a little something to do for everyone, I should say. So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. For anyone who wants to find out more about Christelle's and her mother's company, Herald Italian Ice, I recommend you check out their website, which is heralditalianice.com. You can also find them on Instagram, which would be by the same name, Herald's Italian Ice, and the same handle on Twitter. On Twitter, it's at Herald's Ice. And how do people mainly contact you? Do they just send you a direct message or they email you?
Typically, actually comments on Facebook, or if you're visiting through the website, then you can contact us through our Facebook or our contact page.
Fantastic. Sorry. Yeah. It's people contact businesses in all different ways.
Yeah.
Today, so like especially with all these new touch points, you're on social media, multiple platforms, so they could be coming from any direction.
No, definitely.
But you're open to however they want to come.
No, we're online for a reason, and however you find us, feel free to reach out, and, you know, like I said, we're pretty open to service. Awesome. Of all forms, so thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah, my pleasure.